Everything is a gamble, but I made my life from a riverboat gambler.
It has also made Jamal very rich, giving him enough money to buy what he will call Seneca One for more than $12 million and plan the first stage of the renovation, estimated to cost $100 million, from a pedestrian bridge across Main Street between segments of the property to adding a building which will allow 183 apartments to opening up the parking ramp wall near Washington and Exchange to put in retail. He says it will be a different building when he opens it in what he says will be 2 years. There was opposition to the design from Daniel Sack, who liked the development idea.
All of the materials and colors, you have stucco in two colors and metal panels in six colors and tiles in two colors and the original colors. And you have four materials and eight colors and sort of a jumble of patterns. It doesn't really look like you've got separate buildings going on there.
That's from the architectural renderings delivered to the planning board. It's likely to look substantially different, with Jamal saying he's already talking to prospective tenants, which can get serious now that the last obstacle to the project has been hurdled. The Washington-based developer says he has 500 retail tenants in his various projects and will work with some to come here. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.